Welcome to Nourishing Creativity. The cycle of the last few years has left you and me feeling mentally, physically, emotionally, and creatively drained. Nourish your very full life through interviews with creatives and entrepreneurs about how they create and move through their creative blocks. If you don't know me, I'm Chef Carla Contreras, a food stylist and content strategist. You can find me, Chef Carla Contreras, across all social media platforms, and more information in today's show notes. This is the episode where we say goodbye to show up fully and open the doors to nourishing creativity. It's interesting because I've been creating podcasts about creativity for the last couple of months, but I haven't officially changed the podcast cover, changed the title, done all the things, did a new intro, did a new outro. I've just been holding on to that idea of show up fully because I love her so much. Love her. And she is a she to me. I love her because since June of 2020, she has been a guiding force in my life to show up, to change, to grow, to evolve, to do really hard and scary and almost unthinkable things in my life. And as Robin Arson says, I have survived 100% of my hard days. And I love that she has that reminder during class on Peloton that you can get through those hard days. And that's what show up fully was for me. It was this very hard process. And I can even feel it in my body. I can feel it in my voice. It was difficult. It was trudging through the mud. And I have a full length letter about this, a newsletter about this on my Substack. It really goes into how difficult it was. And I literally cried my eyes out when I wrote this because it was like, what is your current relationship with creativity? And for me, it's evolving. And as I talk to people, and interviews and just mention the concept of nourishing creativity, people have all sorts of responses. And I feel like they are so fascinating. And this is one of the questions that I love for the podcast. What is your current relationship with creativity? And if you're interested, I invite you to read this full piece on Substack about my relationship with creativity because I'm a professional content creator. I work with food and wellness brands, creating recipes and videos and podcasts, and it's immersive. And I realize that for me, I have rituals that carry me through my day. And also, it's very important that I want to underline, highlight, circle that this is not about perfection. This is also about moving through creative blocks. And those creative blocks may be very real things in your life. They could be family. You know, I had a death at the end of 2023, and I did do a podcast with my grief coach, Tammy Faulds, about that. And about the creative process through grief. This is a resource that I would love for you to have, and also a space where your creativity gets to have a home. You get to be creative. And in whatever way you feel that that supports you. And that's why I labeled this nourishing creativity, because different things nourish us. Maybe for you, it's gardening. Maybe it's putting flowers together. Maybe it's baking cookies. Maybe it's going to bring a neighbor soup. Whatever you feel like you want to create, I want you to have that space. And this is why I created the Substack. I'm like, I could create a community and I could also create a space for co-working. I could also create a space where I have workshops because for me, creation is life. And this is, I hope, a gift to you and a gift to me, because I am just like I lived Show Up Fully. I am currently living Nourishing Creativity, and it's changing me and softening me in ways that I didn't expect. I am taking deep care of myself in ways that I haven't in years, because I'm reminded there's a Show Up Fully challenge that is a 5-series podcast. It's rest, deep nourishment, movement, mindfulness, and water. These are the 5 things that I focused in on in 2018. And I felt like these words were radical at that time. I feel like we're in 2024. This is not radical information. My 2 guiding words for 2018 were rest and deep nourishment. And then I added the rest of them. But what I'm doing with Nourishing Creativity is I'm living that. I'm living that. I'm back to, okay, how can I move? Am I drinking water? I'm actually thirsty right now. Am I being mindful? What can I do in order to X, Y, and Z to nourish myself? And the nourishment goes beyond food. There are so many different ways that you can nourish yourself. So I'll put the Show Up Fully challenge inside of the show notes. So rest is also a huge thing. I've been going to bed with my kids at like 8 o'clock. It's been joyous and wonderful. And I have been sleeping. And I've also been taking massive breaks from social in order to really deeply rest. And this has also been a beautiful part of my process. So you're getting a little bit of a glimpse inside of this like rest, deep nourishment, movement, mindfulness, water, all these different things. And moving my body has been an incredible process lately. And I feel like I will go into this in another podcast about movement and how I'm moving right now. And if you've listened to the Pilates episode, I'm dropping like every single episode in here, but I feel like we're on episode 86 or 87 of this podcast. There's so much in this podcast. There's a wealth of information. There's a wealth of resources with people that I've interviewed and talked to about how they've showed up in their lives. And there's also newer podcasts about creativity. I am excited to go on this journey with you to nourish your creativity. I am excited to see you on Substack. I'm excited to see your comments on social media and to connect with you. And I appreciate you so much. Here's to nourishing creativity. Thanks so much for tuning in to Nourishing Creativity. You can find me, Chef Carla Contreras, across all social media platforms, and more information in today's show notes. While you have your phone out, please leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. This is how others find this show. I really appreciate your support. Sending you and yours so much love.